Blog Talk Radio.
Strategies for success, where every day I bring you a dynamic guest. And today I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Christina Giles Washington, and I want to tell you a little bit about her. Christina is a speaker, business development, and financial transformation strategist. She prides herself on speaking the language of finance and the impacts of financial strength through entrepreneurship and diversity. She started her career in human resources, developing her keen insight to what happens when we wander off the path of financial security and the true impact it can have on families for generations. Her experience was amplified when she became part of the sandwich generation, which is caring for a parent while having a family. With the loss of her mother 3 months after the birth of her and her husband's first child, she gained firsthand knowledge of the phases of financial life people experience. In an effort to better understand her current situation and an inheritance from her mother, only 2 years married and a 3-month-old, and to help others, she went into the financial services industry, which provided a natural pathway and further strengthened her relationship building and business development skills. Christina always says, "My mission is to use the power of relationship to move from a conversation to close business." Today, Christina has conversations with business owners and individuals alike and finds that having a conversation with her can be the spark that makes clients' dreams a reality, can help them gain access to new markets, scale a business model, and make a better investment into themselves. Conversations with Christina is where Christina shares tips from practical financial perspective, as well as provides insight from experts and thought leaders on many topics to help people achieve. She is a contributor to the magazine called Diversity Professional throughout the world. Christina Give Back has been serving as a school board member on a national nonprofit, Grades of Green, for the past 5 years, which teaches school-age children about recycling. She has launched her own nonprofit in honor of her mother to attack the homeless problem in Los Angeles. Welcome to Conversations with Christina, where one conversation can change your life. Hello, Christina. So happy to have you on my show today. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, Robbie, I had to sit there and smile because I'm like, who are you talking about? Thank you so very much for having me. I'm so excited. I'm so, so excited.
Tell me, how did you start the work you do?
Well, like what you read, you know, my mom passed away and I had recently been married. Like most people, we had our child, and all of a sudden, 3 months later, my mom passes, and I found myself in a position like a lot of people, just basically trying to figure out what to do. Because of my position in human resources, I had been the person that you kind of go to when you want to know, well, what do I do? I just had a death in the family. How much time can I take off? Or I have a event going on in my life where I need money, and how can I take money out of my 401k? Well, now I was on the other side. I was the person who needed help, and it was crazy. It was a whirlwind. I had all my friends around me, family members, and I still felt lost completely. So I kind of, after I got out of that, went into sharing my experience with other people, got licensed in financial services, and kind of haven't looked back. I've tweaked a lot because I know most of the issues that people have are not simply financial. They are a plethora of things, but they can be found having results in your pocketbook. So I know that that was a long answer, but that's kind of how I got into this.
So why do you do it, and what makes you what you do different?
Well, you know, as a financial strategist, I do not call myself a financial advisor, because one of the things that I experienced when I was going through this transition in my own personal life, I went to a financial advisor with this inheritance that I had received from my mother, and that was an inheritance that included property and other things. And it was really interesting, because what I found was financial advisors deal with the money, but there was so much more going on. And so what makes me different is my approach. I have the ability in my belief, and I think that my clients would share this with you, to connect. And I connect at such a different level, because we never talk about money. Quite honestly, most people don't usually know that I'm in the financial services business, because we do so much connecting on the heart level, on the spirit level, emotional level, because a lot of clues can be found not only in your checkbook, but it goes back to how you're feeling about yourself. It also goes into what's going on in your life. It could be found in your checkbook as well. So, again, what makes me different is I do not call myself a financial advisor. I call myself a financial strategist and transformation coach, because when I walk with you, you're going to see some changes in your life that are going to be evident in how your money looks, as well as how you look as a person.
So what is your process?
Well, typically, as I say, conversations with Christina, one conversation will change your life, because it's going to start with a conversation. And like I just said, I do more finding out about you, finding out about what it is that you want, what it is that you hope for, wish, desire. And then we try to put heat to that. Something that I used to say when I first got started was, I put heat to your vision. Because we all have ideas of how we want our lives to work, how we want our lives to look. We also have ideas of how much money we want to make. But sometimes we put the money before what we want as a vision. And when I say that, I mean, sometimes we say, oh, I want to make so much money, and if I make all this money, then I will be able to this or that. I think it's completely opposite. I think that if we have strong vision, we can then, working with someone like me, I can then take that vision and kind of repackage it or repurpose it and add the financial aspects to it. I work with a team, so it can result in maybe you need to get your taxes together first. So I have tax professionals that I can refer you to that I will be speaking with along the way. I also work with a trainer. I don't call her a trainer, actually, because I told her, I said, what you do is not training. So I call her a fitness coach. I work with the fitness coach because sometimes, again, it's not just about the money. It's about all of the things that can lead us to. So my process is really, really finding out, and it's catered to each person, because it's finding out via a conversation where you are and where you would like to go.
Oh, that's great. What do you like about what you do, and what do you love about what you do?
Oh, I like that question. So what I like about what I do is the fact that I get to interact with so many different people, business owners, teachers, police officers, firemen, whatever. And what I love about what I get to do is anyone who sits down with me, and I wish that we could have some testimonies, because anyone who sits down with me, the first thing that I say is, now, I am going to get all in your life, because one of the things that I have is I have a core four, and those core four are, you know, agreements, consistency, details, and pace. And under details, I always say, you know, we're going to sweat the small stuff. Most people tell you don't sweat the small stuff, but no, we're going to sweat the small stuff, because those small things are the things that actually are the big things. It seems kind of quasi backward, but it's true. The small things are the things that we seem to put most of our focus on. So I love seeing how we can either amplify those small things or eliminate those small things to help my clients get where they want to go. So I love also dreaming with my clients and helping them to make those dreams reality, or helping them to refashion the dream. Because, I mean, even right now, I think right now I'm really, really, really enjoying what I am doing, because it's making me have to recalibrate some of the ways that I've interacted with clients. So I know that they too have to recalibrate. So I absolutely love that about what it is I get to do.
So what? Who is your target market?
I would say that my target market, I mean, traditionally, I wanted to be very specific in helping women. After experiencing the things that I've experienced, I noticed that when I talk to others, women are typically the one, if there is a parent, and you made mention in my bio about being a part of the sandwich generation. And what I've noticed is most of the care falls on women. So if someone within their family is ill, or a parent is ill, it usually falls on them. So for me, it's very important for me to walk alongside anyone, but particularly a woman, and just kind of coach her up and let her know that she's not alone. A lot of times, kitchen table topics, finance or whatever, the balancing the checkbook and all of that, sometimes we find that we have more months than we have money. Sometimes we find that we are trying to keep up with appearances or whatever, even though we're hurting deep, deep, deep inside. And just being able to take that time to walk with someone through their financial journey is actually walking with them through a life journey. Because when you can see, when someone lets you see their finances, they're really letting you see them. So I think if I were to answer that just in one word, it would definitely be women. Women are my target market.
So what can someone who works with you expect?
They can definitely expect someone who's going to always be, and I don't want to say fighting for them, but fighting for them. And I say that from the perspective of, I have the ability to, because I'm not specific to one company, I have the ability to help them achieve their goals in many, many areas. So the first and foremost thing, again, everything's going to go back to a conversation. We're going to do some mind mapping. I want to know how you think, how you relate to money, how you relate to people, how you relate to status. That's very important, because that gives me an opportunity to create and craft some goals around that. We're going to do some passion tapping. And when I say that, I mean a lot of people are sitting on wonderful gifts and talents that they don't even know that they have. And when you are doing something that you really, really enjoy, you find that joy comes. And I know for myself personally, when I am doing, and you hear this all the time, if you do what you love, then you don't have to work a day in your life. Well, sometimes you may be on your job, and this is where my background as a human resources professional comes in, because you may be on a job that you think you don't like. And if we walk together, I might be able to kind of change that for you. So you can, working with me, you will have the opportunity to be yourself, number one, experience possibly some thoughts or ideas that maybe you didn't even think of. You're going to get intensity with a whisper, and I say that purposely because I get very excited. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm going to be your number one cheerleader, but I'm learning how to kind of pull it back and calm down. And I'm going to be pleasantly persistent with you because in early on in my career, I wanted it more than the client did. I have learned to temper that. So I'm going to be pleasantly persistent because sometimes that's all we need is someone to just kind of walk with us and give us a push or a pull. So that's basically how I see working with me and what you can expect.
So what do you like to do for fun?
So many things, Robbie. So many things. I'm a kid at heart, so I love traveling. I had the opportunity to travel to Africa in 2018, where I had an opportunity to actually teach at the University of Accra. I absolutely love, love, love entertaining. That's a big deal for me. So training and entertaining, and I love what I do. I love meeting new people and helping them see themselves different, helping them get to a place maybe that they never believed that they could. And I enjoy golf. I know that sounds crazy, but I enjoy golf because it definitely is a game that you have to play against yourself. And I'm not the most disciplined person. My golf game is not that great, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
How can people, before I go to the last question, I want you to tell, how can people reach you?
They can reach me on my website, Conversations with Christine. Oh, actually, it's Combo with C. Sorry about that. But if you did put in Conversations with Christina, it would still get to me. So that's
C-O-N-V-O. Yeah, and you spell Christina different, so spell it out
exactly.
For
exactly. Thank you so much. That's precisely why I changed it to Convo with C. So C-O-N-V-O with C.com. Or you can do Conversations with Christina, and my name is spelled C-H-R-I-S. T-Y-N-A.com as well. But Convo with C is the primary.
Okay, or that sounds good.
It's always wonderful to just call me. I answer the phone. If I don't answer the phone, you will be greeted by a lovely message. But my phone number is 310-738-7689.
Repeat it again.
Sure, 310-738-7689.
Great. During this time of people being home, do you have any words you can share to help them cope? And also, during the coronavirus, are you doing anything new that you've added to your business since everybody's sort of confined? I always like to ask that question.
You know, I love that question, and I'll start with the latter first. Yes, I have. I've been doing some things a little bit differently, holding, just like the whole world, holding more Zoom calls. But that's very interesting because I was already doing a lot of calls, a lot of Google Hangouts prior to. And the primary reason was because just the style of what it is that I do. So now, being a little more innovative and doing that, Zoom allows us to have groups. So creating group support opposed to one-on-one. Now, of course, handling someone's finances is a personal thing. So the group option is more for having conversations that are universal during this time. And, you know, I want to very much be clear that I am definitely not a normal advisor. And I say that because when we have conversations about how going to Costco during this time is a lot better than going to the supermarket and why investing in a deep freezer during this time and doing meal prep is actually a better solution than going to the grocery store weekly when you have a family, that's not necessarily something that a financial advisor is going to talk to you about, which is why I say I am a financial strategist. Because when I can help someone break down food costs and find in their budget a lot more money, that is transformational. And this COVID-19 situation, I'll answer the first part of your question, has allowed, in my opinion, us to do and take a hard pause. I don't want to say a reset because I know that that's trending right now, but it's given us the opportunity to take a hard pause. And if I were to give anyone out there any advice, I would absolutely 1,000% say, take an opportunity to assess where you are. And for the clients that work with me, they know I speak very metaphorically, so I will indulge. Please, I'm asking you all as an audience to indulge me on this. But if you've ever been to an amusement park or a mall and you've gone to the display which says you are here, my invitation to you is do that with your own life. Ask yourself, where are you right now? And take a moment to pinpoint where you are and perhaps break that into categories. And the things that I talk to clients about is from a social perspective. Where are you? I mean, now is the time where you can actually see, are those friends really your friends or were they associates? Because a friend is going to call you. They're going to check on you. We've been on lockdown now for 6 weeks. Go down the list. Look in your call log and see who's been calling, because now's a good time to really get your tribe. I call it my tribe. You can get your tribe together. I also would advise or invite anyone to consider another category of your mental health. Check and see where you are mentally. I mean, we know that for these past 6 weeks, a lot of people have been alone and isolated. So what are perhaps some things that you can think about? I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to think about how you check in with yourself, because that's really, really important. The next category can be physical. I know for me, myself, movement is a big deal, but I've been sitting on my butt. So I have to incorporate a little more movement. And then the last of the four would be financial. This is the best time. While it seems like it's the worst time, in fact, I believe it is the best time to take a pause and do an inventory in those areas that I mentioned, and also be specific, because it's an opportunity for you to be honest with yourself. It's an opportunity, when I say be specific, craft right now with limited income, with no income, or with the income that you've had and will continue to have. Craft a budget. And I say that because so many people say that a budget is so restricting. A budget is absolutely the most liberating thing that you could do for yourself. Because when you know how much is coming in, and you know what needs to go out, you have the ability to say no to a lot of things, and there's so much power in no. You have the ability to say yes to things. And if we go back to what I originally said, you're checking in. While you are on this forced pause, it's a benefit to check in mentally, socially, and physically. So that's pretty much what I would say. And then also, be creative right now. There's so many opportunities coming. I've been talking to a couple of clients, and we are actually working right now for fourth quarter, because right now we have to be as innovative as possible, and there's so much creativity going on. I spoke with someone, and they shared with me that I like to do coloring books as downtime. They shared with me that they actually created a hopscotch and were doing hopscotch outside. Why? Because right now you're probably experiencing some things that you would identify as being bored. But I would suggest to you that there's some creativity trying to creep in. And you never know, new businesses can be developed. More millionaires were created in the Depression because of innovation. So those are the things that I would say while we are on Corona lockdown.
That's
kind of
great.
Retool yourself.
Tell people how they can get, we're down to 3 minutes, so tell them how they can get in touch with you again.
So again, we can be reached at Convo with C, that's C-O-N-V-O with C. com, or you can dial me the old-fashioned way with 310-738-7689.
And just give them a quick rundown of what you actually do again, so we close it with that.
Sure, not a problem at all. I am a, just so that you're clear, I am a financial strategist. I work in the financial services industry, helping clients get to a proper retirement through accumulation. So I help you get all of your money together and proper distribution once you reach retirement, help you take all that and properly distribute it, use it, work with it, whatever. And I always say efficient wealth transfer because, like you shared at the top, I inherited, and I want to make sure that all of my clients are able to leave something behind. And that is, in a nutshell, I guess, what I do from a financial perspective, but there's so much more that goes into it because, as I said, it's not all about the money. Sometimes it's about the heart and how you're feeling about money, how you're feeling about yourself, why you spend so much. So we set goals, we put goals together and strategies together.
That is great. Well, Christina, it was wonderful having you on the show today. You had lots of great information. And as I mentioned, once the show is over live, it is archived and people can listen. It stays up forever. They can come back and listen as many times as they want. And it's the same, I'll post the link on Facebook again, which will, once we end the show, it's about 2 minutes, and then the show is on the link. So, again, thank you for being my guest, and I loved having you, and I learned a lot about you today.
Well, Robbie, you know what? I have to say this. I am so glad that I know you. And for your audience, I just want to let them know that you are one of the most inspiring people that I know. And I'm just so glad that you are in my life again, because as I shared with you our last meeting, I missed you. And one of the things that, if you guys don't know about Robbie, our host today, one of her things that she taught me was just show up. If you just show up. And so what I try to do is I try and take that to the next level and help my clients show up to the life that they want. No holds bar.
Well, thank you for showing up. We're like 30 seconds. So that's the end of our show today. And have a great day and stay healthy, okay?
Will do. You do the same, Robbie. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.